Hello, friends, and welcome to this bonus edition of my podcast where we're talking about, for the last, this will be the third week, but we're going to keep going on solving your money problems because you guys are loving it. You're writing reviews and you're giving us some great information that we're loving. And today we're going to talk a little bit about supernatural debt cancellation and how God wants you to live free. And it first comes by revelation. You know, John 10:10, we know the Bible says that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have abundant life. If you look that up, it actually says like vitality, gusto, vigor, zest. Sounds like a fun life, doesn't it? God's actually going to richly load you with everything you need to enjoy your life. Now, the adversary, the enemy, tries to get us totally overwhelmed, thinking that we're never going to get out. There's not a possible chance ever to get out, because after all, you start doing the math on your miracle, and you think, man, I could never, it's going to take me 50 years. But listen, don't bar the supernatural. I told you I was going to talk about that this week. Supernatural debt cancellation looks like this. When you honor God, God's honor honors you. You know, my dad used to teach me that when you're reading the Bible, flip-flop a verse. So if it says, you know, the footsteps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord, he would say, flip-flop that. The footsteps of the unrighteous person are not ordered of the Lord. So God talks a lot of truth, and we need to understand our freedom, that we're called to live above the fray and the sway and the mentality of others, that God wants us living in a different kind of mentality. In other words, expect the supernatural. I know it might seem weird right now driving down the road or working out, but I want you to say that audibly with me. Shout, I expect the supernatural. Go ahead. I expect the supernatural. God can put you at the right space in the right place when you're honoring God and God honors you. And he's got ways to get you years down the line by ideas and concepts or just supernatural favor. My uncle was believing God for some supernatural things to happen in his life. And he was a tither, meaning that the tithe means 10%. The first 10% went to God. He was also a great investor of the kingdom. In other words, it wasn't a lot of money, but he would offer God an offering every time he went to the house of God. He also was a Sunday morning, Sunday night, Tuesday night, back when we had church on Sunday night. Really loved God. That he was just going from paycheck to paycheck, working really, really hard. But God all of a sudden started dropping seeds in his heart along these lines of supernatural debt cancellation, supernatural opportunity. I talk more about that in my book, Solving Your Money Problems. And he showed up one day, he was in the tree business, and so he goes to this place to give him a bid on the trees. Now, think about supernatural debt cancellation. And the woman says, hey, you know, I need this big tree. And it was a massive tree. And my uncle was really good at what he did. He could take this tree down, which is in a really tight spot, and not cause any problems. And she knew that. And so he said, you know, yeah, you know, this is what, you know, I'll give you a price. And she said, I don't want to pay. I want to trade. He said, well, you know, okay, what do you have to trade? So she said, my husband died a few years ago, and he has this old Jaguar convertible in the garage, and it doesn't run or anything, but come look at it. He looked at it, and he said, man, this car is worth way more money than what this tree thing would be. I probably cost $3,500 to take down the tree. This car could be worth $20,000 or $30,000. She said, do you want the job or not? Now, I done told you, I don't want the car, I don't want to see the car, and I want to trade you for the tree work, and I want you to mulch the front of the house. So he said, man, I really want to check this out. So this is years ago, so he got online, and he checked it out, and he's like, man, listen, you can sell this car. She said, do you want the job or not? And he said, okay. So one day, all of a sudden, he comes home, and the car wasn't running, but they put it on a trailer. It was all dusty. It's just an amazing story. He waxes it, he washes it, and brings a man that knows a little bit about mechanics. And for about $1,000, he got the car running. Come to find out, it was a great, great supernatural debt cancellation opportunity, because he was able to sell the car for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars more. Listen, don't bar God's supernatural ability. When you're a tither and you're a giver, don't start just figuring out, man, I don't know how this is going to happen. God has a matchless ability, unlimited possibilities to do supernatural things for you. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen to that right now. So under the curse, if you think about it back in the day, and I talk about it in the Solving Your Money Problems, not only the book, but the whole system, under the curse of when Adam and Eve did what they did, we were in the thorns and the thistles, and there was a curse there. representing poverty, actually. Those thorns forced them to work really hard. Childbearing and agony and pain came over their life. Pressure was exerted. They all of a sudden went from no stress to all this stress because the enemy comes in with all the pressure and the poverty mentalities. I owe, so off to work I go. But then, thank God, Jesus comes up with a plan. And we know Jesus comes now, and the Bible says that he became poor that we might be rich. It said that he took the curse and the bondage of poverty for us and gave us the powerful keys of his word so that if we apply those every day, it'll propel us to financial freedom like we've never, ever had before. Come on, y'all get excited about this. So the keys that I'm talking about right now are this. My uncle was doing what he could do, which was work, W-O-R-K. I know people don't like a four-letter word, but there it is. My uncle did what he could do, which was work, and God did what he could not do, which is supernaturally guide him to the sweet jobs. I could tell you story after story of people who were at the right place at the right time because they honored God first, because they were in proper alignment with the assignment that God has for their lives. These are keys to prosperity right now. So what I want you to also do is go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com today. Get a hold of not just the book, but the entire system. The entire system can be yours for about $40, and it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It'll save you tens of thousands and could possibly make you millions. And that's why it's just a bonus podcast. It's not my regular church thing. I don't want to talk about this at church. This is just something that I want to help you get the revelation of so you can be free financially, because I know you want to do more. I know you want to help more people. I know you want to pay off the house. I know you want to pay off the car. I know you want to go on vacation. I know you want to help people that can't help themselves. And you can't do that if you are financially broke yourself. Okay? So breaking that supernatural bondage of debt over your life can be hard if you're doing the math on it yourself, but it can be very relatively easy when you start calling things that be not as though they were, saying, God, I thank you that I'm going to do what I can do, which is stop spending money, right? We're going to cut up those credit cards. We're going to talk about that more in the weeks ahead. I've got hours and hours of teaching in the Solving Money Problem system that deals with that. But some of you need to go home and have plastic surgery today, and that's take a scissor to those credit cards and cut those up and say, God, I'm proving to you, I'm not going to ask you to get me out of debt while I keep putting more debt on the pile. I'm not going to do that. Once and for all, right now, I'm going to change the way I think so I can change the way I live. Come on, somebody. Also told you I was going to talk about, you know, control, you know, staying content in today's culture. Staying content in today's culture is really, really difficult because more than ever, people are really, really driven by, I need the new iPhone 22, right? There's not one yet, but there will be. So it's like, I need that shoe. I need that car. I want. And so being content in today's culture is something that's very hard to do, but you can do it, especially if you have a goal. Now, a goal, think of a bullseye right now. We're target practicing with maybe a bow and arrow or a gun. And there's the bullseye, right? You see the rings there? But if you had the center of the bullseye, you being debt-free, debt, the acronym for debt is doing everything but thinking. But you're doing some thinking and you're asking God for supernatural debt cancellation and you're saying, I'm content in today's culture being okay with my current phone. I'm okay with my current tennis shoes. But you know what I want more than anything is have the bullseye of being out of debt. Now, if you have that mindset, you can be content where you are right now. In fact, I saw a bumper sticker one time on a junky car that says, don't laugh, it's paid for. And I thought, man, that's awesome. I also saw another guy one time that had a real junky car, and he said, don't laugh, my other car is an airplane. Because he thought, I can drive a junk car, but I actually had this opportunity to buy this plane. And I've had that kind of mindset for years, thinking different than everyone else, you know, does. In other words, my dad used to have a statement. I know I use his statements a lot, but he taught me a lot of things about money. He told me, never allow your happiness to be in someone else's head. Okay. In other words, you're saying, man, I really want to look good in this car because I want Bob to see me in this car. Who cares about Bob? I really want to have this car because I want that girl who probably never going to go out with you anyway to like the car. No, you don't allow your happiness to be in someone else's head. So cancel that culture and start dealing with the way you feel about you. and that you're blessed, you're favored, you're anointed, you're qualified, not because of what you drive, not because of the shoes that you have on your feet, but because of the mindset that you have. And you're going to live like nobody else is ever going to live, because you're going to think like nobody else is thinking. And again, I want you to go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com today and get a hold of the book. And really, if you're really smart, you want the whole system. It'll change everything about you. Now, how to pay off your debt. I talk about that in the whole system, but I want to just talk about that just for a minute or two here before we go, and we'll talk more in depth about it next week. But, you know, how to pay off your debt. You can't look at your debt as insurmountable, and it's never going to happen. In the book, I list out your debts. We got to know how much you owe, who you owe, and then we start bumping that thing off one at a time. And always start with the smallest credit card first. Other people say, it doesn't make sense. I want to start out with the highest rate of interest, right? No. If we were talking about what made sense, we wouldn't be in debt right now. We want to know what makes momentum, right? So you get on the scale and you've lost some pounds, you get excited and you eat good. If you gain weight, you're like, screw it. I'm going to go get ice cream and I'm going to work out because I just can't lose weight. Well, the same thing happens when it comes to losing debt. So I want you to look at debt as an enemy. It's an enemy. And I want you to look at the credit card and the one that you only owe $100 on. We can do that very easy. That's only $20 at a time. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Here we are. Bam. You pay that off and then you celebrate the heck out of yourself that you canceled the debt, that you're content in today's culture. And then also you're leaving the way, as I said before, for God to do supernatural debt cancellation. So that's the things that really you need to do. You know, the takeaways today really are, is to say, hey, hang on a minute. I do believe in supernatural debt cancellation, but I don't think God's going to help me if I don't help God, because why is he going to continue to perpetuate the inevitable with you? Being content in today's culture right now to say, I'm happy where I am. I'm okay. It's not where I want to be, but it's not where I'm going to be, because I'm working on that last one, paying off my debts. So today, go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, get a hold of the whole package. The entire package is pretty amazing because it's got a whole complete set of DVDs. And a whole complete set of CDs where I tell you what to buy. I tell you whether you should lease a car, rent a car, buy a car, new car, used car, what kind of house you should buy, what kind of loan you should get. We go through step by step in the book, but mostly in the system. Everything you need to set you free financially is in the Solving Your Money Problems system. So go there today and get it. Also, again, if you could please subscribe to this podcast, tell your friends about this podcast, like it. When you write a review, that really helps me because it bumps it up in the listings and it allows other people to hear and see what I'm saying. And if it's helping you as well, when you get the Solving Your Money Problems system, post it on your Instagram. I'll repost it. I'll see you next time.